it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
108.
Coming at you.
It's time.
Right now.
That's how I feel.
For right now.
My head is spinning right now.
With Maddie in the morning.
I'm early morning.
Right now.
Well, right now is brought to you by Dunkin'. Give your day a plant-based change of pace with plant-based picks at Dunkin'. Grab the new Power Southwest Veggie Burger Sandwich and pair your pick with an oat milk iced coffee. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Let's go to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. What's up?
Hi, Maddie. Do you remember me that I called last week? Will you talk to two Lisas at the same time? And I know you have a Lisa inside the office too, but do you remember me?
You're not the one that Hello? Had the sex dream about me, are you?
Yes.
Well, God, I was hoping you'd call back.
Well, I tried to email you, but that was silly because I wanted to just put closure to it because I've gotten a lot of flack about that. And I
what kind of flack?
To you.
Who would... Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, well, first of all, ask Billy. Billy grew up in Charlestown. Didn't he grow up in Charlestown, maybe? I grew up in Worcester. Worcester is pretty tough. And I have a big Italian family, and everybody heard about that. I don't want to get into all that. But, Maddie, I want to just tell you why
Wait
I
a minute.
Called.
Hold on a second. What's the problem? You have,
you
have
they
needs?
They took it wrong. Everybody was listening on the radio. Yeah. My entire family listens to you, Maddie. This is a real issue.
Why weren't they just happy for you?
Why would they? Okay, first of all, Maddie, I have COVID in what Lisa said, the Brazilian. I have this residual thing that happens after you have COVID that you get. You kind of remember things and you talk. Like, they think I was having hallucinations that I was having sex with Maddie in the morning. They're like, what? And then Billy brought towels in. My brother is like, what? My brother, everybody was just,
yes.
This kid John called. It's like I heard from people I hadn't heard from in 20 years. But anyways, listen.
The least
Maddie,
I could do is bring a towel.
And Billy, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect, but I wasn't thinking about that with you.
I don't understand
Maddie.
The
It would never go there.
You had a perfectly lovely dream with me in it. Where's the problem?
Maddie, you saved my life, Maddie.
Oh.
Maddie, listen, I don't want to go there with you. All I want to tell you is this, Maddie, and you can take it for anything that you want. You can not take it. You can edit this out, but I don't think you can. Is this live on iHeartRadio? I have no idea. But listen, Maddie, I want to tell you something. Now my brother's calling me, my other brother.
Oh, focus, Lisa. You only got 10 more seconds.
Okay, 10 more seconds. Listen, my mother did a novena for you every day, and what she wished for is that your beautiful wife, Marianne, not that you're going to retire, but she's going to see, this is how she wants your life to go, the rest of your life in Florida or whatever you do. She wants her to feed you grapes. Beautiful Marianne feeding you grapes. She's going to have Maddie. She's going to have Billy fanning you. I sent an email in detail about this to the Kiss 108, but I just found out from Winnie that nobody looks at that. So if you could ever just take a minute to read it,
okay.
It will show you in detail what my wish is. Well, not my wish. I don't know. I know you're Jewish. That's no. Okay. I love Jewish people, but my mother was Italian. And my mother. No, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
And my mother did a novena. Do you know what a novena is?
Oh yeah,
yes,
that's
I do.
A long prayer.
Yeah, it's a very long prayer.
Okay, so she
Lisa,
did this a lot
sweetie.
For you. Yep. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. I know
yeah.
the seconds are up, but read the email.
Tomorrow.
Somehow find it. It's somewhere there. And I just, so good. Thank you for letting me clear it up, Maddie. You're such a nice guy, Maddie. You made me laugh every day, and we laugh in my family all the time.
Okay, honey. Thank you for calling. For those of you who don't know the expression, wake and bake.
Well, she said she had COVID.
Yeah.
So maybe she is like a slightly feverish.
And she's got an old-fashioned Italian family. They could be after you.
What did I do?
Well,
I didn't do anything.
They don't like her talking out of school.
They're saying prayers for him.
I love Jewish people.
I love grapes.
Billy's fanning you.
Why am I the second with the fan and the grapes?
No, and the towels.
And she said you do a great job.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. She's a delightful woman. Okay. Let's go to Melinda. Hi, Melinda.
Hi. Good morning. How are you guys doing? Oh, my God. I needed that. I was just calling because I'm on my way back to work. After having my second spine surgery.
Oh, boy, that's not good. Are you okay? Because a lot of people, you know,
Yeah,
Tiger
well,
Woods.
In August I had a spinal fusion where they took a disc out of my neck and put pins and screws in it.
Whoa. I always feel like once you get back surgery, you're getting back surgery for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is my third one.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't
true.
Like that. That's
you're right.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Well, they're all
boy.
And they're all from like car accidents. It's boy. So crazy because I got.
What do you mean, more than
out.
One? You had more than one car accident?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Maybe you should focus on your driving, Melinda.
You're right, and none of them have been my fault, which is great because I was stopped at a red light.
Wow.
How much more focused can I be? I was not the one not focused.
Somebody ran into you.
Yeah, in the back, yeah.
Oh,
and it gave me, like,
whiplash.
Such bad, like, that my disc was pushing on my cervical spine, so they had to take the disc out because I was,
I got in an accident, blindsided me, my neck's all f***ed out.
Yeah, it's going around, apparently, Melinda, a lot of people.
So,
a lot of people.
Yeah, I got my staples out yesterday, and I'm going back to work today. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
Oh, it's my lower back.
It's my leg. Yeah, it's my leg. My leg.
Mm. Okay, it's Melinda. I hope this is this last surgery is the one that works.
Me too. The pain meds didn't give me any of those funny dreams, though.
Yeah.
So you're good.
All right, Melinda.
Great day.
Yeah, I always think I am. Oh,
I think you're right about
you don't
that.
Want them poking around.
No,
I mean, Bill and I I've talked about this before in real life. You know, we know people who've had back surgery and didn't have a good result.
Mm-hmm. No,
that makes me really nervous. My back's always killing me, you know, but because you know, I never stretch. I play golf. I swing with all my might without stretching, and so my back always hurts. But I would never go in for back surgery unless I. It's like in a wheelchair.
Yeah, me too. I would never.
You know, it's so scary. We have another Lisa on the phone on line 4. Lisa, yes, good morning.
Good morning, Maddie. I just have to say I almost crashed listening to that woman. I've never laughed so hard in my entire life. You guys have to make a segment with her.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I kind of lost her halfway through with the Italian fan. I don't know what she was talking
about. And feeding
about.
You grapes. And
But that's the part that was so funny. She wouldn't even stop. She just kept going and going. And now she's got her entire family going, what are you doing? Stop calling Maddie. Yeah.
Well, I didn't understand the family thing. Were they like mad? Was I like beneath her?
No,
I don't know. I think they were like embarrassed, but then they were praying for you.
Yeah, kind of airing family laundry kind of a thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And how she could get on and start talking about sexual things with you.
I'm curious if she's married. I was waiting for her to say my husband is upset.
I'm curious, too. I was going to ask that. Like, what's the deal?
Okay, she needs to call back because she just
People have needs, Lisa. You know, I mean, I'm just here to serve. You know, I mean, somebody's got to do it. Anyway, Lisa, thank you for calling. Thanks, hon. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Let's go to, I don't know. They all changed on me. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wynell, is that next? Wynell, good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I just wanted to say I just started listening to you guys again after about like a 10-year hyenas. I used to listen to the Howard Stern show. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. You were listening to the show and then something bothered you and you like stopped listening for 10 years and then came back?
Yeah, I came back because like I used to listen to the Howard Stern show and I felt like you guys sounded a lot like the Howard Stern show. So I just listened to Howard Stern. like while I was in college, but then he went to, I think, somewhere else, Sirius or something, Sirius Satellite Radio. And then I listened to, I think, your sister station, 94.5, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then
Baltazar, like, he went off the air, and they have had so many different DJs, and I was like, okay, that wasn't for me. And then I got hooked on another station. It was like 98.5, but then it went to a sports station, so I had to stop listening to that.
Why not? It's really not necessary to mention every single competitor of ours.
Wow. This is quite a journey to come back to us.
Yeah.
And by default,
I know.
Really exhausted.
Well, I guess I'll go back to him. I tried every other station. I'll go back to that idiot on Kiss 108.
But I think, the thing is, I think what's proven is that they failed or somehow, but I've heard that you've lasted 40 years, so congratulations. And, I was like, oh, this is, like, a really good show. I was just curious because I see there's another person in the studio, Bex. I was just wondering how long she's been there.
Bex has been with us for a couple of years. So we've had a few producers over the years since you've been gone. Probably 10 years ago was probably Jim. And then we had Gandhi. Mm-hmm. And then now Bex.
So, I mean, the people I'm familiar with was, like, Lisa, Billy, and you, and which would remind me of, like, I kind of felt Lisa was, like, Robin, and Billy was, like, Jackie, and then, like, you were, like,
the Howard Stern, we're not really the Howard Stern show.
I would love the Howard Stern money.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Can I have Robin's money? I
know. Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Well, welcome back, why now?
We're just a little a little tiny station in Medford, Massachusetts, trying not to bother anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Wynell.
Can I give a shout out to Sun Sports School? Like, he's an Arrow, so I just want to give out a shout out to the Arrows.
Okay. Wynell?
Yes.
Welcome back to the, to the show that we're doing right now.
Wow.
I love her.
Round the dial.
That was a journey, too. Yeah. That was like, okay.
I know. We're getting the same kind of stony sort of people calling today. You know? Well, I'm glad she's back.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's back.
I love Jewish people.
Okay, thank you. That's great. Let's go to Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, my wife's birthday is coming up, so I wasn't sure, you know, your staff there, what they thought. Getting her a brand new state-of-the-art stove would be a tacky gift.
What? I'm sorry, you want to give her what?
A new stove.
My wife's birthday is coming up, so I'm asking, is getting her a brand new stove a tacky gift?
I don't know. Stoves are expensive.
Very expensive. I don't think it's tacky at all. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I really wouldn't want a stove for my birthday.
No, but
household.
No, but if it's like stoves are really, like if it's a really nice stove.
Well, it depends. Yeah.
If she's into cooking.
She's a great cook.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so that's good.
Well, we never go out to eat, so I think it's a good idea.
Exactly. You know what? Give her the message.
Where you getting that kitchen next door and that pots and pans?
That's right, a gift
baby.
For both of you.
Yeah.
That's, right,
that's not a her gift. That's a you gift.
Get in that kitchen and make some noise with the pots and pans. Yeah.
A new range.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Where you getting that kitchen making noise with the pots and pans?
I'm just throwing it out there. I would not want a stove for my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday!
A new range.
Mary is up next.
Good morning. I'm heading into Boston Children's Hospital with my 6-year-old son, but it's a good thing because he broke his leg in October and they found a tumor on his leg. But he's okay. It was benign, thank God. And he had to have surgery in December. And so today we are finally, after almost 4 months, getting his cast off. And this 6-year-old can run and play.
Wow.
How old is he?
He's 6. He'll be 7 in May.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, these are cheap headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. 6 months with a cast on?
Yeah, almost 4.
A 6-year-old kid?
Yeah. It's been a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
But he's a champ, and he's doing well, and we're going to go out and get ice cream after he gets his cast off.
That's awesome.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love ice cream.
That's your takeaway.
Nothing wrong with ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Okay, Mary. Well, we hope he's healing up well. And I don't know if I want to take any more calls. They're getting a little weird today, don't you think? I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm nervous.
I love grapes.
I love Jewish people.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough for today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.